Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It is 10 past 5. We're chatting to Christelle today about the new regulations that might come in next week once the budget is done after SONA around domestic workers and how much they should be paid.
Ja, jy weet so hierdie week wag ons vir die staatsrede. Na die staatsrede is die begroting se 2 weke daarna. En dis waar ons enige aankondigings rondom, you know, the minimum wage, those kind of things, we can expect that there.
Ja.
So as we recover from January, I think many people are looking at their budgets. What can I afford? What can't I afford? And domestic workers, I think, is something that a lot of people have. Domestic workers have help in the house. So I thought, let's look at this. Now, the current basic minimum wage that you're expected to pay your minimum, your domestic worker, and this is just for cleaning, not for nannies, not for just for cleaning in your house, is 23 rand 19 per hour.
Okay.
Okay. So if a domestic worker works 8 hours, 20 days a month, that works out to 3,710 rand. That's the current minimum wage that a domestic worker should be paid for a full workday, Monday to Friday.
Okay.
The Department of Employment and Labour is looking at the recommendations of the National Minimum Wage Commission, and their current recommendation, not yet finalised, but the current recommendation is to just adjust this upwards with CPI plus either 0.5 or CPI plus 1%. So if we look at CPI's averaging around 7% for last year, that would put the hike round about 8%.
Okay, so we're looking at sort of 8% from there.
Yeah, and that would move that minimum to 25 rand and 5 cents.
Which makes it effectively 4,007 rand.
Yeah.
A month. So 4 grand a month.
4 grand a month for someone who's working Monday to Friday, 8 hours a day.
Ja, so ek dink vir die tipe werk wat domestic workers doen, ek dink dit is in lyn met wat hulle behoort om te kry. Maar as jy nie jou domestic worker daai minimum wage kan betaal nie, kan jy nie 'n domestic worker bekostig nie. Because you cannot pay people less than hierdie is alreeds 'n baie lae bedrag. En ek dink daar's baie mense wat die werkloosheid in hierdie land bietjie uitbuit om te sê, luister, ek kan nie vir jou R4,700 betaal nie of R4,000 wat ook al betaal nie, maar jy kan 8 ure 'n dag werk, maandag tot vrydag, ek gaan vir jou R2,000 betaal. It's inhumane. Hmm. And to actually take the desperation of someone who doesn't have a job and then go, oh well, a job is better than no job, dit is nie waar nie.
Yeah.
Jy is besig om daai persoon eintlik te mishandel. I think that it's borderline abuse to expect people to work that much for next to nothing because you can't afford it. As jy nie R4,000 'n maand kan bekostig nie, werk met wat jy kan bekostig en dan laat jou huishulp binne in daai parameters dan werk. If you can afford 3 times a month, then that is what you should be paying for. Moenie verwag dat omdat mense sukkel in die lewe nie, dat hulle net gaan werk vir min geld nie. Dit is onregverdig.
En ek dink jy is 100% reg, en behalwe die uitbuitingskomponent is teen die wet.
Exactly.
Jy breek die wet as jy iemand minder as die absolute minimum betaal.
And when you talk about power dynamics and relationships and so on, it's very difficult to turn around and go, no, you're not paying me what the minimum wage says. Yeah. You're breaking the law here. Because as Ross says, people need work. People are desperate.
En ook in terme van huishulp en sulke goed, dit is 'n onreguleerde bedryf. So there's no regulation around it that someone's got, unless you register your domestic worker, which everybody should do, so that if there is an event that they need UIF for, that they are covered for that. Mm-hmm. Maar as jy UIF register, dan moet jy moet sê hoeveel jy betaal. En daar's baie mense wat dit glad nie doen nie.
Ja, en die regering probeer dan nou juist, jy is 100% korrek, hulle probeer nou juist mense meer in die systeem kry, geregistreer kry, om seker te maak, is daar in diensnemingskontrakte, is daar basiese, weet, arbeidsstandaarde in plek. Maar so ja, op die oomblik is die minimum rarig, 'n minimum al klaar.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.